Afghans and Americans are gathering together to share an important traditional Afghan meal called an iftar.
Iftar is the first meal of the day during Ramadan, the ninth month of the Muslim year. Muslims do not eat or drink anything all day. So at the end of the day, it's like a party.
That's First Lieutenant Timothy Roy, 140 Cav S1 OIC, and the organizer of the iftar dinner at the Gardez Dining Facility.
And even though we're not Muslim, by facilitating the breaking the fast, it's very culturally meaningful. It's like we're participating in Ramadan with them.
Ramadan Mubarak.
The meal consisted of traditional Afghan food, rice, meat, yogurt, melons, and flatbread. But having the dinner in an American dining facility, or DFAC, was not so traditional.
The great thing about having an American DFAC, or more specifically hosted by us Americans, is that it shows that we respect Islam, we respect Muslims, even though we're not Muslim. Pretty much everybody in Afghanistan assumes that we are all Christian. And the Taliban like to put out that we are Christian crusaders. So to counter that propaganda, we can host an iftar to show we respect Islam. And by hosting in our DFAC, it's really just a great way for us to reach out.
U.S. linguist Abdul Andishman considered the meal inspirational.
I think it was kind of mesmerizing, surreal type, you know, that you see two diverse people under one roof, from the commander to the lowest of ranking person. It shows how suddenly that boundaries disappears and everybody is sitting together and enjoying the feast.
So even though hosting an iftar dinner in an American dining facility is a fairly new tradition, it's one that many hope will continue.
Good to see you. Thank you for coming.
Reporting from Gardez, Afghanistan, I'm Army Sergeant Richard Fink.